This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of atheism as the greatest challenge in the world today to true Christianity. We have been pleading in these broadcasts for those who believe in God, who believe the Bible to be the Word of God, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that to be saved men must believe in, love, and obey the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, to rise up and let their voices be heard in this great challenge which we face not only around the world in the communistic nations, but in our own nation as well. Even in our own schools, we're teaching that evolution is a scientific fact. You cannot believe both the Bible and evolution. The Bible teaches that man was created by the miraculous power of God. Evolution teaches otherwise and must hold that the biblical account of creation is false. Now we've been dealing with various arguments against atheism. And now we've been dealing with the fact that the atheist cannot undermine the case for Christianity. We've already talked about what is called the cosmological argument for the existence of God and the teleological argument, very, very brief in each case. But now we turn our attention to the moral argument. We talked about this just very briefly at the close of the last broadcast. The basic thrust of the moral argument, as I've indicated, is reasoning from the objectivity or the reality of right and wrong to the ultimate good, who is God. And we reason this way by which the real right and wrong are determined, that is, by the ultimate good. If there is no ultimate good, there is no real right and wrong. There is only the fact that some people like some things and like and do not like other things. Even atheists, at least in their most reflective moments, admit that the murder by Hitler and his henchmen of 6 million Jewish men, women, and children was really wrong, really objectively wrong, not merely subjectively wrong, not merely that somebody didn't like it, but that it really was wrong. But if there is no God, then the murder of those Jewish children was no more wrong than the killing of millions of cockroaches, flies, mosquitoes, fleas, or the things which cause such dread disease as bubonic plague and so forth. No atheist can be consistent. On the one hand, he claims that the existence of real or objective evil proves that God does not exist. His basic argument, in fact, is to say that if God is perfect, he would not allow evil. If evil exists, therefore God doesn't exist. So, he says, evil does exist, therefore God doesn't exist. But you see, this depends upon his holding that evil is objectively real. But he cannot hold that evil is objectively real without admitting that there is the ultimate good, and this is an admission of God. Therefore, he cannot be right without being wrong, and he cannot make his case without actually contradicting himself. The basic thrust of what I'm calling the biblical argument is from the properties of the Bible as objective evidence to the truth that God exists. Now, care must be taken by the theist at this point not to be guilty of circular reasoning. That is, one must not reason so as to be saying, I know that God exists merely because the Bible says so, without having proved that the Bible is the Word of God. And without saying that I know that God exists merely because the Bible says so, and I know the Bible can be trusted to tell the truth about the existence of God because it is the Word of God. This would be like arguing that I know that Proposition A is true, because I first knew that Proposition B is true, and I know that Proposition B is true because I first knew that Proposition A is true. This would be like three men holding each other up. Man A is holding up Man B, and Man B is holding up Man C, and Man C is holding up Man A, so they're all holding one another up in the air. But the case does not depend upon that. We can prove that the Bible is the Word of God, and having done so, then we can trust the Bible to tell the truth. And it does say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It would be worth our time to spend weeks and perhaps even months on the matter of the proof of God. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue the very important study of atheism.